have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 139 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film and TV. I'm one half of the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot, Chris.
And what are we going to be talking about in this week's episode then, Chris?
Oh yeah, we've got our Home of the Hulks, where we'll be talking about what we've been watching, doing, reading, stuff like that since the last episode.
We're also going to be reviewing Godzilla vs. Kong.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Which was an interesting film, to say the least. We've also got a bit of feedback from you guys over on Twitter too.
Over on Twitter.
Okay, so let's kick things off with At Home with the Hulks. What have been watching, reading, and doing the past couple of weeks, then, Chris?
I've seen some films. Thunder Force.
Oh, wow. What did you think of this one? So this is Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer, who are actually really... I love both of these actresses.
They're great.
And I saw it was like plus-size superhero women. We haven't seen that before. They're sort of 40s over. And I was like, this could be quite an interesting concept.
Yeah, it didn't work, did it,
though? No. So, not whatsoever. It was. Well, it started off okay, but then it just got gradually worse. And Jason Bateman was interesting in this too.
Oh, God.
With the crab, the surf and turf. Oh,
it
I don't even know.
It wasn't funny. No. It was trying to be funny, but it wasn't working.
There was like a number of recurring jokes throughout as well, and it was like, stop it. There was something about like raw chicken, and then this thing about this poor minions guy's face and his scab. Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe that's funny to some people, but not me. I did not enjoy
Very
this
strange.
Movie. Mm. It was terrible.
So I don't think we recommend that.
Two thumbs down.
Yeah, unfortunately. Avoid. Godzilla vs. Kong. So we got to watch this early. Thank you very much, Warner Brothers. We're going to be talking about this later, but spoilers, I quite enjoyed it, actually, if I'm honest.
I quite enjoyed it.
We also watched Chaos Walking, so this is Lionsgate. And going into this, I heard so many negative things.
Which one's this one again?
This is the Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I actually quite enjoyed it. It was sci-fi YA sort of thing. It's based on a book. I think it's a trilogy.
Premise is that they land on a planet and there's no women. And they're like, why is there no women? And then the men have this weird thing where you can hear their thoughts and
the
stuff.
The noise.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting concept.
Mm. But there are a few drawbacks. I mean, there's some interesting things sort of teased, like the actual people who live there. And there was this war between them and the humans, but you only ever see them like once, don't you?
Kind of reminds me of those sci-fi stories you see in like Stargate and stuff, where they go to a planet and it's just kids, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, where are the adults? And then you find out that they all got murdered or something. So,
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't great, but it was all right. It was fine.
Alrighty, on Netflix, I've watched Run and Concrete Cowboy. Run was batshit crazy. I'm sorry. Run was Sarah Paulson, and she cared after her disabled child and homeschooled her, and she was going to go off to university, I believe. But is she really disabled? Dun, dun,
is she real?
Yeah, she's real.
Oh, okay.
Is she real? But she might not be disabled.
Okay.
It's a very strange film, honestly. It just spirals. Like, there's an interesting twist, but then it just goes, like, downhill from there. I'm like, what?
It's turtles all the way down.
Interesting. Concrete Cowboy is pretty good. But on Amazon Prime Video, there are two better ones. I would go and highly recommend those. So Palm Springs and Sound of Metal have finally got UK releases, and I'm very excited about this. What did you... You enjoyed Palm Springs,
yeah. Our friend Kenza said that we've seen this story like 100 times before. Oh, we kind of have. It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Essentially. But it's got that guy in it.
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg. So it's got his humour.
Yeah, and the one from How I Met Your Mother.
The one from How I Met Your Mother. It's been so long since I've seen this movie. I can't remember who's in it. But I enjoyed it. I remember
J.K. Simmons?
I remember enjoying it, okay?
Yes. I thought it was fun. Anyway, Sound of Music is great. Riz Ahmed is fantastic in it. And it's got some amazing sound design because it's a drummer from a heavy metal band, and he starts kind of going deaf. And it's really sad, but it's really interesting how they do it. I would go and highly recommend that. Also, we watched Without Remorse, which we'll be talking about in a future episode, I think towards the end of the month.
Oh, that's the one with the Navy SEAL.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. The Tom Clancy one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that sometime. Yeah.
Okay, so TV!
Yes, we watch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes, what are you thinking about this, huh?
You know, it's interesting talking to the Jack Lads and the Geek Stalkers, and they're the same people, but...
Nerd chatting.
Yes. And, yeah, interesting to see the different takes on it, because like, I found the first episode was quite good. I liked how they were setting up a bit of a story there with like certain storylines and stuff. I don't know that it's really delivering...
On the goods.
On the goods.
Oh, interesting. Why so, Chris?
I don't know, episode 3 I found really boring. I felt like they were going through the motions.
That they had Zemo back, they had Agent Carter was in it.
Yeah.
What's her name? Obviously the granddaughter. Not
bringing
Peggy.
In lots of characters, but I just don't feel like the story was going anywhere.
Okay.
I do think I prefer it to the other one.
WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
But yeah, I'm not sure. I'm still sort of trying to figure out what I think about this.
Interesting. But we got a spoiler warning here. Got to quickly talk about that last 10 minutes in episode 4 with John Walker.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was quite good. I like that. And I like the whole concept of John Walker versus the Falcon guy. And yeah, I think it would have been weird if it just started off and the Falcon guy now had the shield.
The Falcon guy. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Sam Wilson.
I'm sorry. Sam Wilson. if he was Captain America now, it would be weird.
Okay.
I feel like introducing someone else who's taking his place as Captain America immediately puts you against Captain America and for Sam Wilson.
True.
And so then later on, when maybe if he gets the shield, it would be like, oh, that's cool then. That's cool now.
You know? Okay, so he feels it's kind of like
it's a clever way to set it up so he earns it. Yeah.
Okay, got you.
But obviously that hasn't happened yet. No spoilers or anything. But I think it could happen. That would be quite cool. So far, though, yeah. I mean,
I kind of feel a bit sad for John Walker in a way. Like, clearly he's done his time in Iraq, was it? Or Afghanistan. He's probably seen some stuff.
They are trying to do some things by, like, showing certain racial tensions and certain, you know, how people can go down a certain path from being a good guy to maybe going a bit off the rails and stuff like that. So it's interesting in that regard. I don't know if enough is happening, really.
Okay. Anyway, there's two episodes left, so we'll see.
How it goes.
Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime Invincible.
Yeah.
What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I'm
like getting it. There.
See, the thing is, I really don't. You know, I struggle with animation.
Yes.
And this especially, it just seems like quite childish. It seems like kids' TV animation, you know.
Okay. Like Spider-Man sort of thing.
Yeah. And I was never into that. Apologies. I was never into that.
You are banished.
I'm banished. So that's a bit hard for me because I'm a very visual person. I mean, I kind of work in design and stuff and I like pretty things.
Okay.
Very vain like that. And
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. And you should. But yeah, that's hard for me to get past for some reason. I think that's bad, isn't it? But
even though it is like
I am enjoying the story and stuff. It is cool.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe if it was a bit shorter, then I wouldn't mind it.
I mean, the episodes are like 45 to 50 minutes.
They're like proper,
long,
they're full. They're like full length. Episodes.
Yeah. But I definitely enjoyed this one a lot more. And not that I haven't been enjoying it, but this one obviously ramps it up. You had, it's not spoilers because they teased it on social media, but you had Battle Beast, and that was fantastic. That final fight, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The gore and the violence and stuff. And then you had Mahershala Ali's character. He was really great, and the sort of twist.
By, like, the look and the style of it is like kids' TV, but it's definitely not kids' TV.
Yeah,
like, there is a lot of blood and stuff, yes. So just to clarify that.
I mean, it gets worse. Not that it gets worse, I mean, it gets more violent. More bloody, and it's more, like, wow. I think now, because it's so grounded, it's not quite got to the bit I really enjoy in the comic books, if that makes sense. I'm trying not to say too many spoiler things. But yeah, that one kind of turned the tide for me, shall we say. Yes, and I love the fact that the mum's like spying on the husband now, and she's like, oh, I'm not quite sure if he's real. And not real, but yeah.
You know, I think I would have loved this if it was live action.
All right.
I think that would have been cool.
Yeah. Next, I watched Amazon Prime's Them, which is very much a Jordan Peele / Lovecraft horror thriller-esque
Should I watch this?
I don't know if you'd enjoy it, but then you might.
It's a, very different to Lovecraft.
Wow, do you remember episode 3 with the haunted house?
Yeah.
It's very much that.
Yeah, that was probably my least.
Yeah, which is why I'm like, I'm not sure if you'll like it.
I'm a bit of a wuss when it comes to paranormal. Yeah.
There's about sort of 4 characters in there which might creep you out.
Yeah, I'll leave that one. Thanks. Thanks for that.
But if you enjoyed like Jordan Peele, Dove and Lovecraft, you might enjoy this. But again, there's some of the most brutal scenes I've seen on TV, and I'm like, they're kind of still there. So I'm not sure. Okay. I literally had to take breaks with this. Yeah. So it's got a lot of important things to say, but it's such a tough watch, so I'm not sure if I would recommend it. Anyway, Line of Duty!
Mother of God!
You really need to watch this with me, Chris.
I haven't seen any of it. I just heard the line, Mother of God!
Yeah. It was so good. Oh my gosh. I was telling Chris about this yesterday, because Chris really doesn't like British drama stuff.
I feel like
stuff.
I should watch one episode just to confirm my hate for it. Yes, but I feel like...
the hatred would be strong with this one.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of... I want to say trashy, but not trashy. I don't know. Anyway, I love it so much. But this one went to extreme lengths. There was a big cliffhanger. Someone's blood related to someone else. And there was a big shootout. And yes, it ended with a Mother of God. Which is fantastic. I need someone else to talk to me about Line of Duty. So do DM me if you're interested in Line of Duty.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I would like to talk. And yeah, we've just been carrying on with some guilty pleasures. So Holmes and the Hammer, Place in the Sun, Escape to the Chateau, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Just want to escape somewhere. Where should we go?
Anywhere. So we met up with the Geico guys at St Albans, didn't we? Now we can actually meet up with people outside in the UK. It was very nice. We had waffles from the Waffle House. We would really recommend this. They do gluten-free, vegan things as well.
Lovely,
very tasty. Oh my God, vegan ice cream. Anyway, yes. I would recommend going there. We did the Pokemon Go community today with Snivy, but that wasn't very interesting.
We did walk very far.
Yeah, we walked 18,000 steps or something.
You
crazy.
Did. You got very tiny steps.
I've got tiny steps. I've got tiny legs, so that's fine.
There's about 12 kilometres.
Yes, I feel quite proud of us.
9 miles or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't do the
math. We've also been doing a lot of walking, so we had an Easter family walk, and we hope you all had a really nice Easter as well. We had lots of chocolate, didn't we? Went to Daventry Country Park and listened to the James Acaster podcast with Joe Brand. That's quite funny.
I really like James Acaster.
Yeah. I continued with my book club and film club.
Oh.
I voted in the Spirit Awards, which is pretty good, and they're going to be announced later this month, I think.
What have you been
exciting.
Reading in your book club?
In my book club, we read a book called Revenge, and it was like an anthology book. I wouldn't say horror,
like
but sort of.
Old book or a new book?
A little bit oldish, but not too oldish.
Okay.
And then I've chosen the next one, and I've already read it again. How sad is that?
You've already read it.
I've already read it.
You chose one of your faves.
Yeah, I did. Harlan Coben.
Like a thriller type thing.
Yes. Yeah.
What were you trying to say?
I was trying to remember what it was called. Terrible. I've read it already, but I can't remember what it's called. I watched the Without Remorse press conference with Michael B. Jordan and Fleabag's brother-in-law yesterday. That was kind of cool. And we've just been playing some Jackbox games as well. And Mario Kart and Halo.
Halo. Yeah, I've been absolutely crap at Halo.
Those 8-year-olds.
I don't think it's that we're bad necessarily. It's just that the 9-year-olds army are.
Well, it's just they
good.
Know where you spawn, so they snipe you straight away. It's like, ah.
This is people that have been playing it for many, many years, isn't
yes.
it?
So,
yeah.
Okay, so I think that was pretty much everything. So, should we go on to our Godzilla vs. Kong review?
Okay, let's.
These are dangerous times. Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
The myths are real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a war. And they're the last ones standing.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
So Godzilla vs. Kong blasted its way onto VOD in the UK on the 1st of April. And the synopsis is, the epic next chapter in the cinematic Monsterverse pits two of the greatest icons in motion picture history, against one another. The fearsome Godzilla and the mighty Kong, with humanity caught in the balance. So this is directed by Adam Wingard. Obviously, it follows on from Godzilla, King of the Monsters. You had Kong Skull Island. And then you had the first Godzilla, which I think it was just called Godzilla, if I remember rightly. So what are your initial thoughts of this film then, Chris?
Well, traditionally, I don't really like these monster movies. I don't like...
Bish, bash, bosh.
Boring when they're just fighting each other in special episodes.
Really?
I don't get it. I don't mind it in small doses.
Okay.
But when it's just a movie full of...
Smashing and bashing.
Not super into it. But that said, I quite enjoyed this movie. I think it was better than the previous ones that we've had.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it was quite a lot of fun. It wasn't great by any means. And it was. And there were certain things that did irk me.
Okay.
Mostly about the humans again. The humans are always the worst.
A bit trash, aren't they? Yeah. But then again, you said you don't like the smashing bit, but that's the best bit.
No. I mean, for a monster movie, I guess that's what you're going for, right? But yeah. That's kind of why I don't like them, I guess.
Okay. I, on the other hand, had a blast with this film. I thought it was probably one of the better ones of the series. I personally like Kong Skull Island. I know you're not a huge fan. Yeah. But I think the mythology in that is quite interesting. And then they have the new monsters and things in there. Like the creepy... I can't remember what they were called, but there were some interesting creatures.
Skull crawlers or something.
Yeah, something like that. And I quite enjoyed that. The cast were really good as well. Samuel L. Jackson, you had Tom Holland and Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, you put it on the other day, didn't you? And watching the start of it again. The start is pretty
with
good.
With Monarch and stuff. That was kind of interesting. I enjoyed Godzilla, King of the Monsters to an extent. I liked the big... battles between Kong and Mothra.
This is the more recent one, not the first one.
Mm-hmm. The thing was, like, all the big battles in that were so cloudy and it was so hard to make out what the hell was happening.
I like a bit of atmosphere there.
Goodness gracious.
Just being facetious now, Christopher.
I quite enjoyed this one. So let's talk about characters and performances, shall we? Just quickly.
Okay,
were you Team Godzilla or Team Kong?
I'm always Team Kong because, like, he's basically a gorilla, right?
Yeah.
And I hate the way we treat him. He starts the movie and he's like all contained.
Sad.
And we're containing him. And then later on, we're like transporting him around. And I'm shocked at how nice he is to us.
Given
how we treat him.
True.
But
I really like
animal rights.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like Godzilla, and he's got that cool, like, atom breath and stuff.
I mean, he does seem like a cool guy because he's generally, like, protecting the humans. Is he protecting the humans or just smashing up the other guys?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Hard to tell.
But normally it's like protecting.
I mean, they destroy a city, so it's not like they really care too much. They could do this in the sea, couldn't they?
Indeed. I'm with you, though. I'm Team Kong in this. Like, I think Godzilla's cool and everything, but I felt so much more emotion towards Kong. And
he
went on this journey, and you do follow him
more than us, you know?
Exactly, and he's got feelings, and they're hurt, and he just wants to find his family, okay? But I loved his sort of relationship with the little kids. I thought she was great. And she's actually played by a deaf actor, which is fantastic for representation.
There was lots of, like, there was some, like, strange storylines, like when they went through to the
fourth world, was it?
Is not quite like called? That. I'm talking about the bit where they went through to Hong Kong on, like, a transport thing.
Strange.
That was all a bit.
Okay, let's talk about the humans then.
The humans?
Which were the letdown of the film, let's be honest. They had, two different camps for humans. Well, three different camps, I suppose. You had Team Kong's sort of handlers, didn't you, with Alexander Skarsgård. And then you had the bad guys. Oh, I don't even remember what they were called now. What was that company that made the... Okay, spoilers.
I can't remember.
Mechagodzilla.
Right.
But I can't remember who they were. They're clearly stock villains, right?
Stock, yeah.
Not very good
at all. Villains.
And then you had Millie Bobby Brown reprising her role with Julian Dennison, who I really do love. Then they teamed up with Brian Tyree Henry.
Like, I like these three actors.
Yeah.
They're cool. And I do think that they had some cool interactions and stuff with each other. But Yeah, just that storyline was a bit weird and it was a bit weak, I thought. Because nothing really happened. I mean, it did lead somewhere, but it felt a bit contrived, I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk about story then, shall we? Shall we just move on to it?
Okay, yeah.
let's be honest. It's same with the humans. It's kind of a trashy story. It's very loosely. How can we make them come together to fight each other? What did you think about the fourth world stuff?
That's like the inner Earth thing.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of the most interesting part.
It's about the most adventure kind of part of it. But
I feel like physics and science is thrown out the window at that point.
That's okay. Because
they were travelling through, like...
I mean, you don't take these seriously as like science fiction movies, so it's fine.
But how was that? Their light in the middle of the earth, right? How is there a sun?
That's very strange.
But I liked it. I liked the sort of lore stuff, how you found like the spear, and but where were his family? Like, he had that throne, that was pretty cool when he was sitting on the throne and stuff. Where were his family?
Godzilla must have murdered them all.
Seems
to be going after everyone, just murdering them. Seems like the idea is that Titans, only one Titan is allowed to exist, and like every time one shows up, Godzilla's like, hang on.
I am the King Titan here. Return to your realm. Yes. Let's talk about the ending, shall we, quickly?
Okay, what happened to the end?
Obviously, spoilers. They both sort of teamed up to take down Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
But right at the end, Kong was the one who saved the day, right? Let's not beat around the bush. He was the one who brought Mechagodzilla down. And then
he sort of made a truce with Godzilla.
That's true. But that bit upset me a bit.
Well, no, they made a truce and then they fought Mechagodzilla till it was together, didn't they?
Yeah, I suppose so. But then at the end, Godzilla was like, rah!
Yeah, like, and do you want some too, mate?
Yeah, and then Kong was like, oh, I've had enough of this. And then just dropped his spear and you're like, oh, but Kong saved the day.
Kong's like the saviour. He's the Jesus figure.
I feel like Kong won, but I suppose Godzilla really did beat him down in the Tokyo scene.
I think the implication is that if he'd fought again, I mean, okay, I can't say spoilers, but if they fought again, he'd probably finish off Kong, right? So that the implication is that Godzilla is stronger, but maybe Kong is the more...
likeable?
Not likeable, like the more fair and...
Wise.
Fair and wise. Okay. And nicer guy.
Okay. Right, visuals. Let's just quickly talk about this. I thought it was a great looking film, actually. Yeah. The visual effects were... fantastic, and much better than Godzilla King of the Monsters. You could tell what was going on. Monsters. And I love the Tokyo bit. That was fantastic. The neon colours and stuff. I was like, oh, this is so good.
You know what? I'd watch it again.
Really? Then you were going like, yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
No, but I enjoyed this one. I don't feel like they went over the top with the fights and stuff. It wasn't like a long fight from start to finish and that sort of thing. They had some story there. It wasn't the best story, but it was good. It was decent enough.
Okay, so overall, how would you rate this then, Chris?
I give it one thumbs up. I enjoyed it. I had a good time, you know?
Clarifying.
No, that's fine. That's pretty much all I want to say on that.
Interjecting there. I would give it 1.5 thumbs up. I had a blast with this. I really want to see it in IMAX or at the cinema with a load of popcorn and sugary things. And I just think like it needs to be seen on a big screen. It deserves it. So maybe when the cinema's open, maybe we'll go again.
Maybe they'll re-release all the ones that happened in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, that would be good. But I think this, like, just for the sound design and the visuals.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okie dokie. So,
I don't disagree with you.
So we asked you guys on Twitter, are you Team Kong or Team Godzilla? And what were your thoughts on the Mega Monster Showdown?
Mega Monster.
So let's start off with DC's Earth 9 podcast. They said it was just mindless fun. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes got a bit more complicated than it needed to, but the fight scenes were cool. Definitely Team Kong. Woo! Agreed. So Jack and the Geek Talk said, I'm going Team Kong for this one. Yes! Godzilla seemed like a bit of a dick and not very smart either. Kong's got the smarts.
Kind of what I was getting at. Yeah. Kong's the smart guy.
Yeah.
Godzilla's just like, destroy everyone.
So Jim Bob Squarepants at Vintage GT said, soulless mess of a film. Totally incoherent, nonsensical story.
Yeah.
Too baffling for its own good with all that Hollow Earth rubbish. Did I say Fourth World?
You said Fourth Yeah, I don't know what you're
doing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Hollow Earth. Is it the inside Earth thing?
Yes, that's what. Yeah.
Hollow Earth is the correct term.
What's
well
fourth one? I'm very much christening myself. I've been a Kong fan since a child, but hate this iteration of the character. Kids will likely love the film for its explosions and neon. I hated it. Oh, interesting. Sorry, Jimbo.
I think it's a thing when, like, if you love it since a child, then it's going to affect your enjoyment. Like, I don't really care, and so just watching it was kind of like, it's fine.
So Neil Vag said, great monster action when we got it. Would have liked to see more of the Godzilla and Kong showdown. I think the whole film was held back by too much human exposition. Yes, agreed. Stupid, stinky humans. Nerd Chatting said Kong always. So I'm guessing that's from Ben, because we know Nate loves Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't feel like that was a fair representation for Nerd Chatting there. And they've also done a podcast too about it, so go and check that one out.
Indeed.
Kale at Hal11K said, the film is absolute nonsense, but I'd have it no other way.
Yeah, I mean, that's how these films go, right?
Yeah. So the Valkyries at Valkyries blog said, Team Mothra, let's be real. Yeah, Mothra was so cute in the last one. It was so sedate. did kind of remind me of Batman vs. Superman, that bit, though. So Mothra, like Martha something.
Mothra.
So socially distant Scott at Not That One 1985 said, Team Godzilla for life. Yes. Josh Barton at BartonJ2410 said, always found myself to be more of a Godzilla man in the Monsterverse, but after Godzilla Kong, it's hard not to be a Kong man. Exactly.
Yeah, I think some of those older films, because we were watching like some clips of some of the older ones and stuff, Kong looks like weird and stuff, doesn't he? You don't really connect with him in any kind of way. They're monsters in that. But in this, I think he's more
humanised. Yeah, for sure. I don't feel like the director had a real bias, though, right?
Do you think so?
Yeah, because it was following Kong the whole way through. It was more his story, whereas Godzilla was just like the monster lurking under the sea sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree. Considering it's called Godzilla versus Kong, who's supposed to come first, you know?
Yeah. So James Stone is the caffeinated critique at StoneJ666 said, the action was visually very good and I enjoyed every part of the movie that involved Godzilla versus Kong. I found most of the human element of the movie to be disjointed and somewhat irrelevant to the rest of the movie.
Yeah. It's like that whole thing with them going to the place and saying, what are they doing? And then it was just that one thing at the end.
There was a lot of, like, hopping around the earth in this, and you're like, like Game of Thrones, you know, it was like, that didn't take them long to say, I don't know, over the other way.
Well, they literally explained that away, didn't they, with some, strange physics,
Okay, well, thank you so much, everyone, for sending in your thoughts.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks.
I feel like Kong is clearly the winner here, right?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, it seems somewhat one-sided. We've got a couple of Godzilla fans. Fair enough.
Thanks everyone for listening. Really hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with us for any reason to let us know about what your thoughts are on Line of Duty and how brilliant it is, then how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
We're on Twitter at We Have a Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on some of the other ones, Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
At We Have a Hulk pod.
I also do some reviewing and newsing.
Musing, yes.
At wehavehawk.co.uk if you'd like to do that. There's also some of the contributions from the team there if you'd like to take a read. If you want to go old school and send us an email, that's fine. Do it at wehavehawkpod@gmail.com. So in the next episode, we've got a couple of things to be talking about. So we've got Jupiter's Legacy, which is the Mark Miller Netflix adaptation, which I'm not sure if Chris will like, but we'll see.
Yeah, the trailer didn't inspire me, but we'll see. Give it a go.
Promising Young Woman is finally in the UK shortly, so we might be reviewing that little one there. We'll have to rewatch it again because it's been quite a while, hasn't it? That's fair. Also, we'll be talking about Amazon Prime's Tom Clancy adaptation of Without Remorse, which stars Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Bell.
Quite looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it's very action-packed, isn't it?
Action film.
Indeed. Okay, so I hope to see you next time.
Bye!